since we had your picture.
Yeah, that's good. Okay. Hi. Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Everybody.
Good morning.
So what's on your mind this morning before we get into week 11?
They're all still signing on.
Yeah, Rob, it's Chris. I thought that video was great yesterday. Rob and Cindy, the other members of my team, are not here. So, but definitely some things in there that we have implemented and will be implementing further in the future.
Terrific. Any questions on it, or what did you like about it, or?
You know, we're already doing the charitable thing. Rob and I are both members of the Lions Club. For years now, we've been involved in that. The other thing I liked about it was just the depth you go into with clients to get referrals, because we always try and get referrals, and we have, but never really had that type of an in-depth conversation to help identify them and get them really thinking about people.
Yeah, it's very helpful. Yeah, the social networking is terrific. Do you guys use LinkedIn, and how do you use it? And, you know, is there?
Yeah, we've just really started on that. I mean, we've had it for a long time, but we actually, through Morgan Stanley, have hired someone that will handle all our social media posts and manage our sites. And we've been in that for maybe 3 weeks now. And already seen some positive responses from it.
Right, good.
Upgraded our website, LinkedIn, Facebook business, the whole thing. So it's working well.
That's great. What does that cost?
I think it's around $3,000 a year, and they do a 6-month commitment. So, yeah, I'll split it over a couple team members. It's not too bad.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Okay. What other clubs and boards are you guys on, associated with?
I think Rob is still associated with the Community Soccer League. Pretty sure, but I don't want to speak to him. And I'm a member and probably will be joining the board soon of the Recreational Fishing Alliance in New Jersey.
Okay, that sounds interesting. What's your mission there?
For the Recreational Fishing Alliance, they basically advocate for fishing rights for saltwater fishermen. Some members of the board that I've met and talked to, owner of Viking Yachts down by Atlantic City, and a lot of business owners.
Interesting. Good. Okay, that sounds like an interesting niche, and
tying it to a hobby.
right. So, are you a big fisherman, or you own a boat and all
that?
Or?
Yeah, go quite a bit. Yeah.
What do you typically fish for?
Straight bass, tuna occasionally.
If you get out there far enough, right?
Yeah. So.
Lily and I.
Yeah, that's about all I had here.
Yeah. I did the same with Barb, too. We can't connect our cameras. I don't know if it's
our cameras aren't connecting to the Zoom.
Well, how about down the bottom? Did you bring up and join video down the bottom?
Yeah, it says.
Yeah, the Zoom is unable to detect the cable.
Yeah. And I'm looking at my camera and it's working, so I don't know what the scoop is.
Is Barb having the same issue too?
It looks like the only ones on, well, with pictures,
Lily,
is Sandrine, Chris, Rob.
Well, we can see you guys.
Yeah, you can see
you all. We just can't. Our cameras just aren't working.
Yeah,
mine's not either.
Yeah, we just did Zoom meetings.
It's just the three of us. For some reason, yeah. I just won't start a video. We're getting the same error.
But we can just participate in the conversation. They don't need to.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, great.
Okay. Mike, what's on your mind today? Or Rob?
No, like I said, we had a meeting. We actually had a team meeting of my staff Monday. We met at Panera just to talk about, you know, what we're doing. And we've had some really good success on bringing in funds this year. And we're, you know, even though we're at home, it's actually, there's no interruptions. So it's actually like nirvana. So you can just get your work done. You're almost working more than you've ever worked because there are no interruptions from anything that's outside. There's nobody coming to the door at the office. It actually has its advantages, but the face-to-face is missing. Right. So you're trying to do Zoom and that kind of thing to be an advantage, you know, if we need it, but we haven't used it yet. You know, the market dictates a lot of how our revenues are, but I'm pleased with what we've done. My staff basically has been, you know, Loreen and Patrice and, you know, supporting Sandrine and I. And we're looking at, you know, what we want to do going forward, you know, with our team. We like what Rob and Chris said about using that service. We do a lot of the things. We kind of have our websites in place. We've kind of had like a format where our staff works very well with us, very well integrated is Loreen and Patrice in the whole process of what, you know, Sandrine and I are doing with our goal-based plans, with asset aggregation, putting new money on the thing. And we actually have a very fast transition from once we show it, we get it. We've been using the lending platform that we have to gather more assets and issue more mortgages. So we're way up on that platform. So I really think they're hitting on all cylinders. And, you know, I know we'll be getting back to the office probably in a month or so. And, you know, but I think the new normal will be somewhere between full-time work at the office and working at both and, you know, adapting to the other things that are going to be available to us. So I'm really pleased with how we've gotten through this pandemic. I think we've been very streamlined and very efficient, and I'm proud of the team I work with.
Well, congratulations. That's a real testament to everybody. Let's face it, this is very disruptive. And to get mortgages done and lines of credit and other things on the lending side is, you know, it's just, it can't been an easy project. That's an interesting subject because, you know, we were in many cases so technologically not advanced. Are you using DocuSign and making things easier for you guys now?
We've been using that, the DocuSign, and we've been using that for all wires and everything. Our firm mandated it, and it's just speeds up the whole process for opening accounts. You know, and you kind of go from there.
Well, let's think about that for a minute. In terms of productivity increase, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a mortgage might have taken 3 months to 6 months in some cases to do. And how fast are you getting a mortgage done now?
Like I said, we have a mortgage assistant. We're using so many different things with this lady. Jen Olson has done a fantastic job. And, you know, to help us. And, what we're trying to do is, you know, go from there, like try to, let her do what she does. And we turn her right over to the customers, and she's been very efficient. And they're kind of overwhelmed because there's so much new mortgages going on. but the firm's being more competitive and hired more staff, so it's working out well.
That's a real testament to you guys and the firm. That's terrific. I'm very impressed because there's a lot of excuses out there and a lot of reasons to not do things. So a tip of the hat to you all for doing that and venturing into, I mean, mortgages and lending can be, you know, not the easiest things to do. So congratulations. That's wonderful. It sounds like you're doing financial planning and keeping up with that, which is terrific. And I love the asset aggregation initiative.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's been great.
So you've got to be getting some accolades from above, right? The management thinks you guys are probably pretty terrific at this point, I would imagine.
Yeah, but, you know, that usually ends ugly when you start believing all the stuff they say. So we got to keep working to be better. You can't be satisfied with what they say. So I know that's usually the kiss of death when they're kissing your ass. So try to avoid that and move forward.
And they always ask for more then, right? Once they know you.
Never happy.
Yeah, never happy. Then they want more. Right? There you go. Nice job. We appreciate what you did. Now you've got to do more because you're covering.
Exactly.
You got to make up for all these other people that aren't doing it. Because you guys are terrific. They used to say to me, Rob, you don't need a sales manager. You do such a good job without one. I'd be like, what? So you're handicapping me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. So anyway, it never changes. Just the people. Anyway, Mike, do you get a chance to look at the video this week in terms of?
I was actually watching it with Loreen this morning, you know, talking about, we did it before the meeting, you know.
Yeah.
I Skyped in and watched it a little bit with her. I was doing some other things, and I know that it's part of the process, and we're trying to get everybody kind of catching up on different things. And we have a little start of the day meeting every morning to discuss what we have going, and Patrice sends out the agenda and we kind of go from there. So,
good.
And then I said with Sandrine is my daughter, as you know, and then we talk, you know, and go over like who we're covering and try to keep our goal based plan process up. You know, that's really the key.
Terrific. So what did you hear today that, did you have any questions or did it spark some interest? What was your reaction to today's video?
Well, I think that it's all encompassing of what you've been covering in your book and what we've been doing in the other meetings. And as we try to move forward, our firm is kind of initiating a lot of the same things. And then we're trying to adapt it all to our current circumstance, you know, what we're positioned with right now. And I think, it's every day's like something new for us, like to learn and to learn how independent we are of the office place and working with, you know, you're asking for referrals and doing that. Like we have being away from your face to face people, it's difficult to just call up and say, hey, we need to get more referrals, but we're actually getting referrals from people because of the job we've done through this downturn. And I think that's, you know, usually the case when you help clients do this and it recovers. Now, hopefully it stays the course, but you never feel like you're out of the woods until, you know, you're out and, you know, we've moved forward. So hopefully, hopefully everything just works out and we will be able to go forward is what I'm hoping.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's been an interesting, what I talk about, when I talk about the economy and the markets and things like that, I just am amazed at how quickly the digital revolution has accelerated us forward. I mean, what mm-hmm. would have taken 4 years for your firm to adopt DocuSign happened in a week, you know, and, the fact that they never, you know, most firms never let people work from home because of compliance and the supervision risk right. and all that stuff. And now you know, that's going to be accepted as a way of an alternative to working in the office. I mean, how can you go back? It's kind of, you know, once they've accepted it this way, it'd be difficult to tell us that this was an unacceptable way to do business. We've proven that it works, and that actually, as you mentioned, in some ways your productivity goes up because yeah. you don't have the hour and a half commute. You don't have, you don't have the distractions. You don't have the people, you know, calling in and walking in and so forth. So the ability to actually focus, I think it sort of opens our eyes a little bit to how much work we can actually get done when we're uninterrupted. And that, of course, is what Supernova was all about, right? Having fewer clients, focusing on them, teaching them that they're going to get attention and they're going to get their issues taken care of. They're going to get information and education and basically communications every single month. So relax, we're calling you, you don't have to call us. And when that happens, the phones shut down in terms of, except for outgoing calls, and the disruptions go away. There's no more phone tag, so productivity goes up. No more procrastination because we call. There's no more guilt. We get rid of the guilt that we feel from all the time by having too many clients that we're not serving. So everybody's job satisfaction seems to improve. And I think the Supernova thing, you know, interestingly enough, with some teams, Supernova has been like, okay, we can't do Supernova now that we're in COVID-19, so we're shutting down. And other teams are like, yay, we're going forward because this fits in perfectly with Supernova because we can, you know, we don't have our folders, but we can do everything else. And we can basically do it electronically. So a tip of the hat to you guys for keeping going. I think it tells me, frankly, as a coach, a lot about the teams and the leadership and the, you know, just the way you guys think about life. So, you know, you're optimistic, you're enthusiastic, you have good vision of where you want to go, and you adapt quickly to change, which says a lot about the team. And that's why your clients are sending you introductions. So enough of my dialogue here, my monologue. Let's talk a little bit about the subject that we're discussing, which is leadership. And how do you make leadership come alive and not just be a topic that you discuss? In the workbook, we have some topics that we are kind of newer to the program. We redid the workbook, and so we have a pipeline tool in there. We have a copy of the scoreboard, which is a reporting mechanism we use for the team to tell us how we're doing every week. We have the game, a sample of the game board in there. So I think if you haven't gotten the latest version of our workbook, you might want to look at that through chapter 11. You should have it, but Cindy and I redid the workbook recently. And I'm not sure that everybody's got the latest and greatest version. Anyway,
it's the 2016 guide, but it does have the team pipeline and the game board in it.
All right, you got it then, because that's new. Yeah, that did not have be in the old workbook, so terrific. Are you guys using a pipeline tool to track your prospects?
No.
We basically have a list, like a hit list, and I have it on a, I have a list of people that we're going after, and they're like from like the larger things. We try to go after pensions and endowments, and then that's like a like a like the elephant hunting that I do when you try to cultivate those, and then you just you stay on top of your clients and the, you know, your clients that you're working with and any prospects that they might have, because we all know we've got about, you know, you're hoping you have 50 cents of the dollar of all their net worth. But, you know, we're constantly, you know, going through that phase with the clients that are going into retirement, to gathering all the assets, to the people that you've had or you've inherited and you've developed to finally scrape away the other assets from the other firms. And the biggest tool that we find using that is using the leverage of our, you know, our lending. Because when they want to go and do something, like if they're in business and they have money and they might have a beach house or something else, and all of a sudden, you know, we got people that are a real pain in the neck and telling you how, you know, how people are periodically when the markets aren't going the right way. But then you solve another problem for them, you know, with lending and refinancing a property, or having them refinance like their beach house in Florida and setting up a loan against their assets to buy a beach house where they don't have to go and get a mortgage and they're their own bank. All of a sudden you have that extra value, and that really helps us in bringing in those extra assets. And that's something that I think that we're very effectively, you know, we use. And I think that's, you know, that's helping. That's really helping in develop the clients and, you know, the platform that we have. Our platform is driving us forward.
No, that's great. That's great. Chris, do you guys have a
Yeah, we use a list. Yeah, I mean, we use a list. We were putting them on Salesforce just to kind of keep a general track. But Rob and I each have a list that we go over periodically, probably at least a couple times a month. The two of us talk about it, you know, talk about where we're at with our, whether it's, you know, new clients, current clients that have an event coming up, things like that. And we've tried to use asset aggregation and just the financial planning that we do to draw in more assets. You know, kind of taking the idea you gave about, you know, scattered all over the street. You know, that's hit home with some people. Especially when we can throw an Aladdin report in front of them that the firm provides us and shows, you know, how out of whack their risk may be versus their risk tolerance. So that's helped us with quite a few people.
That's good. Terrific. So you don't feel a big hole in your practice because you don't have, you're not using Salesforce or you're not using a tool. You're just kind of, you keep it on an Excel sheet then, or how do you actually physically keep track of those names?
Well, we had one that the firm has us filling out. So we have that as a tracking mechanism. But the other thing, I have just have a list written down, and I know Rob does too. We're probably like Mike, we're a little bit old school with some of it, and we keep a written list to look at and, you know, update it as we go.
No, that's great. I mean, the truth is that when I ask most people, they have just a few names and that's it. They don't have a pipeline. You know, we're not as, you would think in this day and age that with all the technology, that you wouldn't be able to find a team that didn't have some kind of organized pipeline tool. But the majority don't. They don't.
They don't.
So it's something that we're working on that with Salesforce to try and develop something that's a little easier to use. So I threw that one in there just to remind you that the reality is, whatever we don't don't expect what you don't inspect. So just don't expect a team to have a pipeline of prospects unless you inspect for it, unless you look for it and ask for it. So it should be something that you guys work on every single week. And just the awareness of it will trigger activity in order to generate names for that pipeline tool. And there are lots of different ways you can do it passively without actually even asking for the introductions. Now, we'd love you to ask, but you don't have to if you are very busy with your existing clients.
Late meeting?
And centers of influence. So remember this. This is a good idea, okay, for your folders. And this probably isn't even in the lesson because we kind of developed this as we went along. But one of the things we always ask you to do is to keep a list of introductions given and received. You remember that list?
Sure.
Okay. We also suggest that you put down the date that you got the introduction. So somebody referred somebody to you. Write down the date that you got the introduction. And then write down next to it the date that you opened the account, that they physically started the relationship. So when you go to call somebody, you look at your notes from the previous call. You also should look through the folder for introductions given and received and see if there's a, how many are on there and what are the dates. Now, I suggest you put those dates, the date that you opened the account, into Outlook as a reminder, and on that date, call and thank both the person that gave you the introduction and the person, the client. And thank them. This is your 10th year of working with us. And I just wanted to call and tell you, as I do every year, how much I appreciate the business and the confidence you've shown in our team. And that's the only reason you call that day. And they go, wow, that's terrific. I really appreciate you remembering that and valuing our relationship. Oh, by the way, I've got another guy for you, right? The second person you call is the person that gave you the introduction and say, thank you for the introduction to Rob Knapp. He's turned out to be a terrific client. Confidentiality precludes me from saying too much, but the relationship is going well, and I just wanted to call today because it's the anniversary. And thank you again for that introduction. And he says, oh, by the way, I've got another guy for you. They don't always do that, right? But what if you did it 10 times and one person gave you an introduction? That would be worth it, right? So the point is, it's a nice thing to do. Adds value. I remember when soon after I got out of the Navy, I had an American Express card, and every year they would send me a note and tell me how much they appreciated the fact that I had the Amex card for 20 years or something. You know, it was nice. And so it makes you not want to give up the Amex card. And that's kind of this, you know, a thank you for doing business and the fact that you remember it. And by the way, nobody does that, okay? Not nobody. Zero does this. So you could send a note, which would be lovely, but a phone call is quicker and easier, and you'll get the introduction from the phone call. You won't from the note. You might, but I think it's a sweet thing to do. The other passive way to prospect is to call your, ask every month in your 24-month calendar for a different, somebody that you, well, like Chris was saying, okay, who's the best fishing guide that you know? Okay, I'm going fishing, and I'm going to be in such and such. Who's the best fishing guide that you know? I don't have one. Oh, well, here's the one that gets the most enthusiastic endorsements from our clients. It's such and such. And the guy goes, that is so nice. Thank you so much. So Chris has just become a connector and a problem solver, which is what Mike just talked about. Look, what are we? We're problem solvers, right? So we fix things. We make things easier for people, and then they give us introductions. So think of yourself as a connector of people to problems that they didn't even know they had, or they had, but they didn't think of you as a solution. So you can do, the obvious ones are CPAs and attorneys and estate planning attorneys and, you know, but what about, you know, house painters? You know, just because, you know, that person may not make a lot of money doesn't mean that a house painter isn't an amazingly valuable person. And maybe they do. Maybe they should be a client. But the point is that if you've got a good house painter, everybody wants to know about them. So the most enthusiastic one, how about, you know, a gardener, you know, somebody that takes care of lawns, and that's incredibly valuable to people. So you guys should have a list, a master list of the three most enthusiastic fishing guides in your area. The best three painters, the best three gardeners, the best three people to walk dogs, the best three teachers in your schools, the best three doctors, the best three cardiologists, the best three everything. And by having that list, you become a connector and a very valuable person. So hopefully you're doing that. And I think that that can add some real value. And then when people say, how do you have so many people that you refer to me every year? You know, you've referred 10 people to me as a CPA, and I've only referred one to you. How do you do it? You say, well, we do this simple thing. We ask them, and this is what you could do. You could ask, by the way, can you enthusiastically endorse your financial advisor? And they're going to have one of three answers, positive, negative, or neutral. And when they have a negative response, then you introduce us. He goes, wow, that's a great idea. So I hope you're using that. Are you? I mean, we're running into our deadline of time, but let's just get a yes or a no on this one. Chris, are you using the enthusiastically endorsed question?
Yeah, I have with a couple clients, and it's worked, and I've referred some clients over to a couple centers of influence and other referred them to other clients in other businesses. So that's how we've been doing it. And I know Rob's done the same.
Good.
Yeah, I got a few landscapers that are clients. I've referred them out to customers, contractors, same thing.
Swoop, super.
No Mike? Problem doing that.
Mike, how about you?
Yeah, I kind of look at it the same way. I tried to reboot my computer so I could get the video going, but it did not work. But we do that referral system. We have a network of attorneys and like accountants that a lot of our clients use already. And I mean, if you look like Patrice, Lorene, Lacey, Sandrine have all used my plumber. So everybody, like I have a plumber that I feel is like, you got the world. You need a plumber, an accountant, and a financial guy. I think there's the three you need. The other stuff, everybody can hit or miss, but you got to have those three. And the plumber is really the most important in the big picture of things, you know. And they've all used them. And I think, like I said, for clients, I've referred numerous other, like, contractors. And we have a great network with the people that we have as clients. And a referral network for all bases, whether it's for their wills, for the accountants, for health, for, you know, anything that they need to have fixed, we have people.
It's really a good thing. And you might consider when we come out of this, whenever it is, having a little get together of those people, maybe with their spouses, and take them out on a little river cruise or a, you know, I don't know, some event where it'd be kind of fun for them. So they all get to know each other and just kind of thank them for being in your network of enthusiastically endorsed professionals in the community. I think it'd be a wonderful group. It'd be fun for you and it'd be fun for them because then they would also, it'd be amazing. It's amazing. What you've created is something of incredible value.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say no jerks allowed. You know, I don't refer anybody to these people that's going to not respect their professionalism, pay them and take care of them because this group is precious. Just like
right.
You said, I mean, a Sunday of Thanksgiving, you know, or Saturday, you know, whatever, when Thanksgiving comes and the drain gets clogged, I mean, they come, you know, and save you because, you know, a plumber is really valuable. And you know that it's a special relationship. I mean, my contractor here for the house, you know, just a terrific guy, comes, fixed as anything. We use his carpenters. We use, you know, it's a, when did we finish the house? 07. And we still use his guys because they're so great. Anyway, so, well, congratulations. You can teach this class based on what I'm hearing. I love what you're doing and keep it up. You know, think about some more board memberships. I think that may be a little something else you can get involved with. Maybe you're doing that and we just didn't hear as much today, but no, I'm very pleased and congratulations, and no wonder your business is continuing to do well, because you deserve it. You're earning it. What do you want for homework?
I'm not sure. I think our plan should just be to kind of make everything a little bit. I really think we've come together a lot with our meetings and stuff. So I think we kind of keep pulling it together and have better communication between our teams and go forward. Keep working on the asset aggregation because everybody's doing their own things. Patrice is reaching out to the clients and Lily's doing her touches to the clients. And then Sandrine and I are having, you know, calling them. And, you know, making sure we're on track, like keeping almost everyone, because we have the flexibility of time right now. I think the calls are more almost on a every 2 month type of, even for the smaller accounts, which those touches keep, you know, bringing other people in. So, I think it's working. And I think, if we can keep the continuity that we have and continue to get better at it and work out some of the inefficiencies, I think it'll benefit us all. And then when we get back in the office, see how we can supplement, you know, what we've learned from home and kind of use that in the office.
Terrific. Chris, how about you guys?
I'm good with what Mike's talking about. I mean, that's what we're trying to do, too, is just keep hitting our clients. And it's worked out to grab more assets from them. That's what we're just going to keep doing. And implement some of the things, like I said, from your video for this week. That was great.
Terrific.
Yeah, it was something to really tie into.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. The SCAD, you know, all you need, you know, you go through the whole training, and if you pick up a word like scattered and you start using it and it's effective in terms of consolidating assets, it makes the whole thing worth it. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's just you never know where you're gonna find things. That's why I'm always hunting for those special words that create a picture in the mind of the client and get them to act. And that's the key. So, well, good job. you guys get an A+ for today and look forward to talking next week. Okay. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.